Theo, can I ask you again? Can I ask you, how should we educate people in the future? What should we be doing with people in the future and education?
I think we should be taking advantages of the spaces where they learn. And that's everything from the informal home setting to the group setting, the social setting. Common example of that might be the classroom, the larger group, the lecture hall. But it'd also be much more fluid, changing groups and distance groups one-to-one, bring the experts in. And technology can facilitate this, but technology isn't the driver of this. So I think we have to be quite clear there. I'm a great believer in the sort of campfire storytelling way of learning. People learn from each other through narrative, through stories, and through experience, whether that's at home with their parents, whether it's in the small groups in school or other social spaces, or whether it's in the larger formal spaces. I think these spaces will shift over time. They'll change, they'll be fluid. Teachers will become much more involved in facilitating and making these things happen, rather than being the deliverers of specific parts of knowledges or skills. They may do that, and they will do that in some senses, as will their parents, things like basic skills such as reading, writing, literacy, managing their lives digitally and otherwise. I also think people will learn much more from each other. I think everything has to become much more fluid.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I've been reading Kerry Fraser's, obviously, Learning Futures book, and I'm interviewing Kerry at the end of this month. And I've got sort of a third of the way through, and she talks a lot about intergenerational learning and technologically sort of aided learning, in a sense. So that does suggest that we are maybe moving towards a more sort of movable feast of how we do things in education. So that you can mix up the ages, you can mix up the ways people do things. So that comes on to question B, is what do we need to be doing now to enable that?
That's a good question. I think we need to really re-examine every sort of concept we have of the way we provide education for people and what exactly we offer it. I think we need to enable learners to sort of serve themselves a bit more from the self-service buffet rather than the fixed menu.
Yes. So we have more...
Learn all you can learn.
Oh, you can learn
as much as you can learn.
I think we'll end it there, Theo. I think that's brilliant for 2 minutes. Thank you. Brilliant.
Okay, you're welcome. Hope it made sense. Yeah, it's completely on the hoof.
That's good.
Because, I mean, I don't know if you've got to add this, but I had 30 seconds notice for this.
Yeah.
So the title is
All You Can Learn.
Buffy Learning, All You Can Learn in One City.
Thanks, Theo.
What is it? Yeah, something like that. Cheers, Leon.
Cheers, bye.